GOP/Democrat spending package secures MS-13 gang amnesty pipeline. By John Binder on December 17, 2019. A Republican-Democrat spending deal, set for passage in the United States Senate, will protect a de facto amnesty pipeline that shields from deportation any illegal aliens living in households with unaccompanied alien children, UACs, including those who are MS-13 gang members. In February, Republicans and Democrats in Congress slipped through a bipartisan measure that prevents federal immigration officials from deporting any individual deemed a UAC sponsor, potential sponsor, or member of a household of a sponsor. The latest spending package included the same provision. These sponsors are often illegal alien relatives, in many cases parents, of UACs. Federal officials have repeatedly noted how the UAC program has been widely used by MS-13 to import more gang members into the U.S. every year. About 22,000 potential recruits for the MS-13 gang are resettled throughout the country by the federal government. The spending package provides a legal shield, or de facto amnesty, to any individual claiming to be part of a household that is sponsoring a UAC, even those affiliated with the MS-13 gang. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents are only allowed to deport an illegal alien with ties to UACs if they are a convicted felon, have pending felony charges, have employed a minor, or have been involved with prostitution, under the provisions of the spending package. Also included is just under $1.4 billion for the construction of barrier system along the southwest border, though the measure comes with stipulations that bans any border wall from being built within the Santa Ana Wildlife Refuge, the Benson Rio Grande Valley State Park, the La Alameda Historical Park, the National Butterfly Center, the Vista Del Mar Ranch Tract of the Lower Rio Grande Valley National Wildlife Refuge, historical cemeteries. Similar to the past two spending packages, this deal bans the Trump administration from building any barrier that has not been previously used in 2017 or prior. Like February's deal, local elected officials of often left-wing border communities are given the authority to adapt border wall construction plans if they object to the Department of Homeland Security's designs. Meanwhile, U.S. Border Patrol caught more than 851,500 border crossers crossing illegally into the nation in fiscal year 2019, a 115% increase in illegal immigration compared to the year before. Federal immigration officials estimate that only about half of all border crossers are caught, indicating that potentially an additional 851,500 illegal aliens successfully entered the U.S. this past year, undetected by Border Patrol. More than 1.2 million legal immigrants are admitted to the U.S. in addition to hundreds of thousands, often millions, of illegal aliens who are added to the population every year. By 2060, the Census Bureau projects that about 1 in 6 U.S. residents will be foreign-born. The booming illegal alien population costs American taxpayers $132 billion every year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.